And now this is a dictation for Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, May 1763. Addresses a letter to Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, 4639360. Dear Nikki, follow up for Kelly with chronic kidney disease. Last visit in July. Chronic dyspnea, uses oxygen at night 2 liters, no hemoptysis, chronic weakness, fatigue, poor exercise tolerance, variable weight and appetite, constipation or bleeding, frequent nausea, no vomiting, no decrease in urination, no gross edema, some joint pain on the ankles, but no inflammatory changes. Chronic smoker, chronic chest pain palpitations, chronic neuropathy, no discolor of the toes, no claudications. Recent testing include a 6-minute walking test, which apparently did not require supplemental oxygen. Next paragraph, medication list review, a number of inhalers, diabetes, cholesterol management, for blood pressure, hydralazine, and diuretic Lozol, L-O-Z-O-L, remains on Chantix, off Norvasc, back on beta blockers for hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Next paragraph, physical exam, blood pressure, sitting position, 119.77 by nurse, weight up 141, COPD abnormalities, no respiratory distress, no localized RALS, a systolic murmur, no pericardial rap, no ascites tenderness, no edema, non-focal, very pleasant. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are September. For the most part, a stable creatinine 2.3 for a GFR of 23, stage 4. Electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, glucose, normal. Malanemia 12.7, normal white blood cell platelet. 1+ of protein in the urine, no blood. Probably there was an infection at that time. Recent MRI of the heart. There is severe left ventricular hypertrophy, asymmetric. Normal ejection fraction, right and left ventricle. No valve abnormalities. There is evidence for left ventricular outtract obstruction at rest. From the movement of the corda, C-H-O-R-D-A, systolic anterior motion. Normal delay enhancing. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, no progression, no symptoms, no indication for dialysis, Anemia has not required EPO treatment, tolerating present blood pressure medications, recently added beta blockers for the hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, normal potassium acid-based nutrition, calcium, no need for phosphorus binders. Her symptoms of fatigue, lightheadedness, dyspnea are not related to the kidney disease. She has COPD abnormalities and remains on oxygen at night, active smoking. Has prior carotid artery disease and a stroke with left-sided carotid endarterectomy. I think the most important findings is the hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. She is tolerating bisoprolol. She understands that depending on symptoms might require more aggressive intervention. She will follow with Dr. Dogney. He has recommended also evaluation at University of Michigan. End of dictation.